Good morning, everyone. Today is the 12th Yud Beis Shvat, Tav Shin Pei Aleph. We are continuing in our daily learning, personal growth, and character development. We are very thankful that our Hashkafa Gems learning this week has been generously sponsored by our very dear friends Michael and Lisa Spett in commemoration of the yahrzeit of Lisa's beloved father, Joseph Ziegelheim Yosef Ben Matisyahu. His neshama should have an aliyah and his chus, the merit of studying Torah together. It should be a merit for the entire family. We are continuing in our learning of Orchus Tzadikim in Shar Ahava, the gate of love, and knowing that V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, the midah that draws us close and clings us, attaches us to the Almighty, on the side of the coin that's tov, but there's also the other side of the coin, which is ra, and the love that is pursuant of a person's desires, his pleasure of the Olam HaTachton, the monotonous physical world, that draws him actually, Rachmana Letzlan, far from the Ribono Shel Olam, far from our Creator. And so we are focusing on what are the different levels and layers and expressions and explanations of which love it is specifically we're talking about, which Ahava it is. So the Orchos Tzadikim explains, there's an Ahava Tanug V'saf Nukim Kigon Achilo Shtia Shar Hanos Kigon Znus V'Ti'ulim, that is considered Shehira'o Al Kol Ha'ahavos, that the love of pleasure of indulgence. And examples, of course, are eating and drinking and the other pleasures, such as illicit behaviors, excursions, things of that sort. He explains is a certain type of ahava that's worse than all of the others. And there's no need, really, truly, to elaborate. You don't need to really go into this in detail, because a person understands, very simply, a person, for example, drinks wine, loves wine, becomes drunk, what it means is that person who loves wine so much that they get drunk and always eat exotic foods and are over always indulging frequently to the extent that there are banquets, etc., constantly. So who yishkach bo'irav, the likelihood is a person is going to forget the Almighty, as the pasuk says, v'achalta v'sovata v'rachtas Hashem l'kecha. We are to eat, we are to be sated, and we are to v'rachtas Hashem l'kecha. Hishar melecha pentishkach es Hashem, meaning a person should take heed lest you forget the Ribono Shel Olam, lest a person in their indulgence, in their gluttony, forget the Ribono Shel Olam, forget Hashem. V'achalta v'savato, hishamu lechem pentishkach ben yifteh levavchem v'sartam me'avadetam elokim acherim. That when a person would eat and be satisfied, would be sated, should take great heed lest your heart go astray, you turn to serve other gods. As the pasuk says, Yeshurun became fat and he kicked, meaning that he, because of his indulgences and because of his gluttony, because of his overindulgence in eating and drinking and all the tahanugim and the pleasures of this world, he forgot Hashem. So we, of course, are able to appreciate and to engage in the physicalities and the physical pleasures of this world, but never at the expense of drawing close to the Ribono Shel Olam, which means the latter part of that phrase, achalta v'savata uveirachta Hashem l'kecha, is essential, as long as you eat and sated, but never forget, in whatever component it finds itself, in any bit of the pleasures for which we are able to be mahana from this world, to enjoy the pleasure of this world, but never to forget v'rachta Hashem l'kecha. As the Gemara says, it's also lahanus b'al mazeb li bracha. A person is not allowed to, it's prohibited for one to derive benefit from this world without a blessing, making a blessing on that food or making a blessing on the food after, both before and after. So we see that this is the idea that whether it's any bit of physical pleasure, but the physical pleasure has to be accompanied by, expressed through the bracha, the blessings that a person makes before, after, and always appreciating achalta v'savata uveirachta es Hashem l'kecha pentishkach, lest a person forget the Ribono Shel Olam. A person should feel this connection. Okay, we'll continue with this topic this week. Wishing everybody a healthy, happy, meaningful, and a holy, very special day.